It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A huge breaking news edition for your Friday go home. Governor Mike Huckabee responds to the Jim Comey revelations of last night. We'll get to that. Abby Johnson will report in from Philadelphia on what happened at that big pro-life rally today. Kayleigh McEnany from the road with the president. And we start with breaking news.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You did everything by the book, and that the FBI, the people around you, did everything by the book.
Yes.
Mr. Comey's in a lot of trouble, and he should be. He made a mess of the FBI.
That's two side-by-side highlights. One from last night's appearance by James Comey with Anderson Cooper. And I got to give old AC a little bit of credit here. I've chopped him up before when I felt like he's been biased. I feel like the Anderson Cooper I see on 60 Minutes is very different sometimes than the guy that's at CNN. But that was on CNN last night. And he actually called Comey to account, reminding him of some things that Comey was trying to sweep under the rug and forget. So I'm grateful that AC took it to him. Still could have done more, but I'm going to give him credit where credit's due. And the second part of that soundbite was Devin Nunes today on Fox talking about how Comey has messed everything up. And it's true. It's true. And this all plays into what is now the scrambling, maniacal, crazy that the House Democrats are experiencing. They have not figured out how to just go back to work for the American people. They are so obsessed with trying to take the president down. By the way, for April, we got $160 billion surplus in the bank. That economy's doing pretty well. But they're so intent on this that they have lost the ability to think, act, chew gum, breathe, do anything other than concentrate on trying to get the president. And they don't have anything. And now the people that orchestrated all of it are starting to be revealed as being in real trouble. So what does all that mean? Well, take Devin Nunes earlier today commenting on Fox News, cut five.
Yeah, I'm actually interested to watch that entire interview because it seems to me like this is a guy who continues to just make a mockery of the entire FBI and the Department of Justice. So, you know, this is the guy who, remember, leaked his memos in order to make sure that a special counsel was created to investigate the president. This is the guy who put an unverified dossier in front of a FISA court. This is the same guy who for months and months and months did not interview George Papadopoulos, who was supposedly the man who knew the supposed European guy who had access to the Clinton emails and knew that the Russians had emails. So there's lots of problems with Comey's story. None of it really matches up with the reality.
Yeah, that's kind of key. Now, let me give you an example from yesterday. James Comey, Anderson Cooper. This is him trying to define what Mueller did not define as obstruction of justice. Cut one.
He had criminal intent based on what you have seen now in the Mueller report.
It sure looks like he did in connection with a couple episodes. The direction to Don McGahn to get the special counsel fired is, to my mind, a flaming example
of corrupt intent.
Yes, of corrupt intent.
Corrupt intent to do what? Obstruct an investigation? That's the actual argument that you're trying to make, that that in some way what Mueller was not willing to say in the report, that that Donald Trump obstructed justice. He refused to say that Donald Trump obstructed justice. And if he had evidence of it, he would have said that Donald Trump obstructed. He would have said that Donald Trump obstructed an investigation. Comey says that a boss asking one of his senior management people to consider firing someone who is under them is in some way obstructing. It's in some way of an abuse of power. The only problem here, and Andy McCarthy explained it well on our show a couple of weeks ago, is that if a president is acting within his lawful use of presidential powers, it's not possible for him to be obstructing justice, because the Constitution specifically empowers him to have the powers that he's taking. And when he acts in a lawful manner with those powers, firing James Comey, for example, it's not evidence that he's covering anything up or that he's trying to prevent the truth from being made known. And you know how you can really bank on that? When he releases 1.4 million documents, when he fails at any point in time during the special counsel's existence to ever invoke, not even once, executive privilege. Comey has made himself and the brass that served under him at the Federal Bureau of Investigation the laughingstock of the law enforcement world. And he does not either understand it or is not willing to admit it. But he's going to argue to Anderson Cooper that a reasonable prosecutor would charge Trump. In fact, he's saying Trump should be charged after he leaves office, that there should be an indictment headed his way. This is Mr. Famous, no reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute Hillary Clinton. And you know what? I just want to remind everyone of this. That when Comey says no reasonable prosecutor would do this and a reasonable prosecutor would do this, James Comey was not a prosecutor. That's the attorney general's job. He was not the attorney general. He was the water carrier for an attorney general. He certainly seemed to get the message that whatever Loretta Lynch wanted as attorney general is what his investigations should turn up. But he's an investigator. An investigator is not a prosecutor. They don't get to make prosecutorial decisions. They do an investigation and then they present a list of facts. That's what he should have done in the Hillary email investigation. It's actually what he did do. And he told everybody on national television why she should have been indicted, why she should have been prosecuted. The problem was, to keep the charade going, you had to not prosecute her. And then you had to make sure that her opponent lost. And he could not even cheat properly. James Comey is a repugnant thug who smiles and in his demeanor believes himself superior to everybody in the room. But let's be very clear. He's not a prosecutor. He makes up the rules as he goes, and then when they don't turn out, he suddenly has to be thinking that, you know, everyone else must be wrong. Devin Nunes, who is a former prosecutor, made it clear James Comey should probably be going to jail. At the very least, Inspector General Horowitz, a former prosecutor Lindsey Graham, and a few other people might have yet much to say about whether or not James Comey should or should not be prosecuted himself. And when you have some seasoned prosecutors like a Lindsey Graham on the judiciary panel in the Senate running the show, if I was James Comey, I'd make sure I was lawyered up pretty good. because I don't think his big hubris grin is going to get him out of anything in front of Lindsey Graham. Coming up next, Kaylee McEnany. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is the Friday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
I'm Michael Conti.
And I'm Michael Honig from Honig Conti Perino Insurance.
Our families have been in business since 1902. We want to let you know about some common misconceptions most people have about insurance. Number one, I don't need it. That'll never happen to me.
Well, 9 out of 10 claims are water damage claims. And whether you're a business owner or a homeowner, it's not the thousands of dollars it costs to make the repairs that will shock you, but the tens of thousands of dollars it costs for a temporary office or housing.
Bet you didn't know that. Number two, insurance is like a drive-thru. And I can purchase it like a side of fries.
The process shouldn't be difficult, but it does require real people that can guide you.
Whether providing insurance for your apartment, co-op, condo, house, or your business, Michael Honig and Michael Conti are names you can trust. So call the Michaels today at 212-777-7113. That's 212-777-7113 or visit them online at honigconti.com. HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino. Not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first 5 callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kaylee McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Not only was there no crime, but the crime was committed on the other side. So we're protecting against the crime committed on the other side.
That was President Trump. And man, if I've ever seen a president go through something so hugely unfair and come out the other side swinging, not only for his own protection, but consistently saying, you know, we've got to deal with this so that future presidents don't have to put up with this mess. This has been that kind of watershed presidency. And of course, the watershed issue, collusion with Russia, which was a joke from the beginning. I think he sees another piece of legacy that he can really impact here by not having this occur for future presidents. Anyway, here to discuss this and many other things, the lovely Kaylee McEnany. She's with us every Friday. In fact, Kaylee, I was on this morning with Vince Daniels on KMET in Southern California. They carry my syndicated show there. And I was his guest, and he was like, Kev, I'm such an addict to Kevin McCullough Radio, and Fridays are my favorite because you've got Governor Huckabee and Kayleigh McEnany and Kevin McCullough on the same show. And he was raving, huge fan. So I told him I'd pass on the well wishes.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so kind. Awesome to hear nice comments like that.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the Panama City rally that you were just with the president at this last week. You know, Sloppy Joe launched his campaign, his enormous, fantastical campaign in Pittsburgh. And they literally wouldn't show the size of the crowd because it sounded like it was in a very small hall. And I finally got my hands on some photos that showed a little bit more of the crowd than they had originally. And Kayleigh, in the photo that I saw, this was at Joe Biden's launch announcement. I could count in three different sections of the picture. I could actually count the heads that were there. There were 112 people that helped him launch his presidential campaign in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What was the crowd in Panama City this last week when you were there? I'm just curious.
Well, there were 12,500. It was an incredible crowd, much larger than Joe Biden's, and we expect for that trend to continue. The president has a unique ability to draw rallies and crowds like we've never seen before in modern presidential history, and I suspect we won't see anything like it after the Trump era. So it's something pretty spectacular, very uplifting, amazing men and women in the crowd who I regularly go out and talk to and hear what they have to say, and nothing like what the fake news portrays these rallies to be.
Oh, nothing at all. In fact, you've got to go over to Kayleigh's Twitter feed and just listen to some of her on-the-spot interviews with some of the people that attend these things. And you know what's amazing, Kayleigh? For all the discussion of how racist and terrible and anti-woman and, you know, anti-everything else that supposedly President Trump is, these crowds surely they look really diverse. Like there's a lot of mix of colors and shapes and sizes and ages and sex and everything else at that Panama City rally. If people are just watching, just with the eyes open, I mean, it seems like for a really racist president, he seems to really draw people that wouldn't necessarily fit into that narrative.
That's exactly right. The rallies are diverse. There's tons of women there and women for Trump gear. You know, the media never lets you know about the extraordinary support that we get from people of all races, people of all backgrounds, people of all genders. And you look at females in particular. This week we learned that more than half of our donations came from women, and that's more than any Democratic campaign. So that's pretty impressive. And, of course, something you'll be loath to hear out in the mainstream media.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot that is hard to get the media to report on properly. There's some action going on with the president on policy fronts, and he made the announcement about China, and this has been a very important week for trade and for other things. But this little note that I saw in the Daily Caller escaped me, but it struck me as being rather significant if it's in fact successful. But the vice president seems to be taking this issue on. Talk to me about what we know, at least at this point, about why the administration is going to ask the Supreme Court to possibly end nationwide injunctions.
Yeah, because the federal judges across the nation have been unilaterally striking down the president's executive power, and wrongfully so. I mean, the most obvious example that comes to mind is the travel pause from countries or countries that were ridden with terrorists. And did not have the appropriate mechanisms with which to let us know which citizen of that country was trying to come in. It was
right.
Struck down by one federal judge in Hawaii, only to be rebuked by the Supreme Court, who said, no, this is actually within the lawful power of the president. But nevertheless, it didn't stop the judge from stopping the president from acting for quite some period of time. So we think that these temporary injunctions are just liberal lawsuits brought about by unaccountable, unelected judges. So we need them to stop. Our courts are not legislatures.
Well, and you know what's interesting about that? And, you know, you're hearing a lot from the other side of the aisle this week about a constitutional crisis. I would just add it's one that Jerry Nadler made up in his own brain and by his own actions. But this actually is a bit of a separation of powers issue, if I'm understanding it correctly, because the president should be able to, lawfully authorize executive action, and the courts shouldn't have a superpower on top of it that says, "Oh, we get to whack you down with a fly swatter." And it seems like over the last number of years, the things that I hear from people that get really frustrated with the courts is that they just seem to have no check on them at all. And you're right. It gets to the Supreme Court eventually, and then you get a decent ruling on it. And sometimes even the liberal justices on the Supreme Court have been the ones that have held these lower courts in check. But that's a bad sign, Kaylee. I mean, if you've got, you know, constitutionally liberal people on the Supreme Court saying the activist judges at the lower level are not doing it right. I mean, I'm glad the vice president's taking it on. This seems to be a really important issue.
It's an extremely important issue and one that we need to stop. You know, judges are not any legislatures, and if they'd like to, they can run for Congress, but you can't strike down the lawful power of the president.
I like that idea, Kaylee McEnany. Hey, keep fighting the good fight. Thanks for checking in with us.
Great. Thank you so much.
And I know Vince Daniels is listening, so he's happy he got his shout out today too. Anyway, coming back, we got a lot to get to, including Governor Huckabee. Before we're done, it's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You may be feeling run down or dragging. You don't have energy. And you probably wonder what it is. Well, I have an idea of what it is. You're not eating enough fruits and veggies, and you probably can't. Did you know that in order to be at optimum health, it's ideal for us to eat about 10 servings of 31 specific fruits and vegetables? Scientifically speaking, that's how much the human body could use to create all of the energy that you could now get in just one serving of fruits and veggies with Balance of Nature. See, this is the powerful nutrition that's inside Balance of Nature is what your body naturally needs. It's what God put in nature all around us. So whole food plants, fruits, and veggies are exactly what you need to not only get the vital nutrients in your system, but then to watch your body fight off disease and help keep you healthy in ways that it hasn't before. That's why people talk about their skin looking better, having lots of extra energy. And for me, personally, it's helped me avoid that bronchial stuff that I get every time the weather changes. I want you to talk to a Balance of Nature coach today by calling them and see if getting the nutrition from 10 servings of fruits and veggies can make a difference in your life. And they have a free health coach for every person that calls. All you have to do is call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also order through balanceofnature.com. You, of course, need to use the discount code 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. That discount code is the answer when you call 800-246-8751. If a visit to Israel has been on your bucket list, now's the time to plan your trip with AM 970 The Answer. Experience something that will forever change you. The Stand With Israel Tour is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019 with nationally syndicated media hosts Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. Come along for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel where you'll experience insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. We'll take you behind the scenes to explore the places you've only read and heard about. The Western Wall, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and so much more. You can experience all this firsthand. Expert guides, important lectures at key sites by Dennis Prager, and you'll be surrounded by luxury and safety. Look forward to something special in your life. Stand With Israel, December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. For details about this all-inclusive trip, visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I just want to thank you all. A huge shout out to the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia.
Woo! That was
all the amazing work being done to get pro-life, to get abortion workers out of the abortion industry into the pro-life movement.
I believe that's Lila Rose from that rally that we've been talking about all week that took place earlier today in Philadelphia. And joining us now is another participant who was there. And again, I was very grateful that Live Action had invited me to come down and be there. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to. I had a little malady of the eye this morning that I had to get the doctor to look at. But Abby Johnson was there, and she hasn't been with us since we chatted about her movie a few weeks ago. And Abby, I did get to see you like most of New York did. Actually, not you so much, but that little guy living inside of you right now on those big, beautiful ultrasound screens that were all over Times Square that brought literally the world's busiest intersection to a complete hush on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that was an exciting time. And it just shows like how powerful the unborn are. And even it was all the protesters there, and they had their drums and all this kind of stuff. But still, an unborn child can bring one of the busiest places in the world to a complete silence.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, so people can deny the power of the ultrasound. They can deny the humanity of the unborn. But, I mean, we saw it for ourselves right there in Times Square.
Yeah. Abby Johnson, who we're speaking with, you may know her. She was the Planned Parenthood Director of the Year at one point. Her story has now been featured in a major motion picture called Unplanned. We talked about that a few weeks ago when it came out. But Abby was the person that gave the 4D ultrasound in Times Square on Sunday, and her little guy blinked, and the whole world saw it. And she was there, of course, today in Philadelphia. Now, Abby, the what's gone on with Pennsylvania State Representative Brian Sims has been appalling. And I've seen largely the nation share that sense of displeasure with it. What was it like being there today? What was the crowd like? Talk to us about how this was received.
Yeah, there were so many people there. I mean, you know, we really didn't get this. I mean, it was late at night. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I make this tweet to Brian Sims and say, hey, look, I'm going to be out there in Philly in front of that clinic at 11 o'clock on Friday. I'm flying to Orlando from Canada, and I thought, you know what, I'll just make a pit stop in Philly. Let's do this. And the next morning, I, you know, had messages from Matt Walsh and Live Action and Pat Mahoney, and they're like, we're pulling permits. We're going to be out there with you. We're going to turn this into a rally. So, you know, from Tuesday to Friday, look at all the...
No,
the
fast, yeah, you talk about
Friday.
Warp speed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that just shows the power of the pro-life movement. And, you know, people show up. And I think that Planned Parenthood wasn't expecting that. I think that they're probably a little ticked off at Brian Sims for doing what he did, because... you know, now look at hundreds and hundreds of people show up in front of their facility. They didn't have one patient walk in that whole time. And, you know, but I think it's time for the pro-life movement to rise up and to fight against this sort of harassment that we get on the sidewalk for exercising our constitutional First Amendment rights.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's why I'm glad to hear that the crowd was a good size, because they will respect us on one level if we engage them, but they respect us even more when they see that there are hundreds and thousands and millions of people that believe strongly in the greater moral questions that overarch this issue. So I'm glad, actually, I know it brought a lot of stress into your life, but I'm glad that that this went down today. I know one of the kind of stated goals that Allison Centofante said with us yesterday was to encourage Mr. Sims to resign. Do you think there's any indication that based on what happened today that he might be more inclined to do that?
Oh, I don't know. The Democratic Party won't even come out and denounce his unethical behavior, his embarrassing behavior. I mean, he's really embarrassed the Democratic Party. I'm not sure they could get any more embarrassed, actually, at this point. But, I mean, he's embarrassed them. And they won't even come out. Where is the National Organization for Women coming out and saying, hey, what are you doing? Why are you harassing these women, right? Where are these women's groups? Where are these feminist groups coming out and denouncing this? I mean, the fact that the people that support him are staying silent
I mean, that's not going to be much motivation for him to say, you know what, I was wrong, and I really am unfit for office, and I shouldn't be in this position any longer.
Right. Well, and that's the thing that, I mean, again, we're all for winsome engagement. I mean, you've sure. very artfully debated some people on some of this stuff. But when you're talking about a fairly angry guy doxing teenage girls, I mean, it doesn't get much lower than low on that scale. So anyway, Abby, congratulations on all things. But of course, that little one you're carrying. And thanks for giving us an update today. Continue to tell people about the movie Unplanned, friends. It's changing lives. Abby Johnson, thanks so much.
Why should you be excited about jury duty? Well, this week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi welcomes Robert and Phil Baker for an eye-opening discussion of the jury system. It's the American way of giving every citizen their day in court, perhaps your strongest safeguard of freedom, and it's under attack. A jury of your peers is the topic on the table. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, it's a messy world out there. And you know, I'm kind of a germaphobe, and I'm kind of like one of those guys that needs to have the ability to get my hands clean at a moment's notice wherever I am. Sometimes I got the kids. Sometimes we're eating lunch when we're out and we're not even sure of where we're going to be. That's why I love the Durasan hand wipes. I've got a big bag of them in my backpack. Anywhere I go, I've got them. I've already pulled one out this morning and used it just because I just didn't think my hands were clean. That's a great way to stay healthy. It's non-toxic, it's hand sanitizer, approved by the FDA, and it works for up to 24 hours. Durasan makes their products in bottles, wipes, foamers, and sprays, and they are perfect for everyday use. They also developed this antimicrobial hand soap that's the same FDA formula approved and environmentally safe as their hand sanitizer. We use it here at the radio station, and I'm glad we do. They've got a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from the dangerous pathogens that you've heard about, like the Zika virus. And with summertime coming up, you've got to start thinking about that. Kevin McCullough listeners, listen up. You're going to get 20% off if you mention Kevin McCullough Radio when you call today. To learn more, go to www.durasan.com, D-U-R-I-S-A-N, or call 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726, 844-387-4726, 844-387-4726. Mention Kevin McCullough Radio and get 20% off. And then know that you're protected all summer long. Durasan, keeping your hands and family clean and safe. 844-387-4726, 844-387-4726.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
NAPA know-how. You don't have to know fancy terms like ceramic, metallic, and calipers to know that this sound isn't a good thing. And now at most Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on brakes. Do it yourself or have it done for you and save $75. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
Lenny and John's Pizzeria in Brooklyn reminds us that early detection is the best defense against breast cancer. Although the risk for breast cancer increases with age, all women are at risk. If you're over 40, have an annual mammogram. Under 40, have one every 3 years. This message courtesy of Lenny and John's Pizzeria at 2036 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, where they say our area is a great place to live and raise a family. Call Lenny and John's Pizzeria at 718-252-9710. 718-252-9710.
Across America, it's snoring season. Right now, 90 million Americans make this sound every night. Snoring can be caused by breathing through your mouth when you sleep. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Thankfully, there's Mute, an ingenious Australian invention that could quiet the snoring season once and for all. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that sits inside the nose, supporting your airway and keeping it open while you sleep. You'll breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. In fact, in trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both a better night's sleep. Put snoring season to bed, America.
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
AM 970. The Answer. Everywhere I go.
Is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Make sure that they're clear to be able to own and possess a gun through common sense background checks and licensing. We've seen that in states that do that, they have dramatic drops in gun violence.
Yeah, that's not true. That is not true. That you ask me how I know that's not true. That's not true. I just said this yesterday in my final thought. The five cities, Governor Mike Huckabee, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. If we're third in the world, I think, in murders right now. But if you take out Chicago, D.C., Baltimore, New Orleans, St. Louis, and one other one, we drop to 189th in the world. Cory Booker is full of hot air there with the whole, like, gun regulations make everyone safer. You know that in your state, in Arkansas, you saw evidence of that.
Well, there's an interesting stat that more people are killed every year by hammers than by rifles. And so if we really are serious about stopping deaths, let's ban hammers. Now, I know that sounds facetious, and people say I'm making light of gun deaths. I'm not. I'm just saying that proportionally, what we have is a news media that elevates and amplifies every act of gun violence as if it's symptomatic of a bigger picture, which it isn't. And so it's typical of Cory Booker and other people on the left. They talk about manufactured crises. Yeah. Well, look, every gun death is one too many. But as far as it being that there's a greater likelihood of you being killed by a random shooter in a theater, school, or airport, it's just not statistically the biggest thing you need to worry about.
Yeah, no, getting in your car and driving is actually far more dangerous. I think, I think there were 15,000 gun deaths, something like that, in 2017. The last time they compared both categories and car deaths, it was something like, it may have been 150,000, but there were like 400,000 deaths by car. And Governor, it was like four times the amount. And like, people never bring that up. They never mention it. They never, you never hear the other side of that. Anyway, didn't mean to sidetrack us on Cory Booker there. I know that's about the most attention he's going to get in a long time, so he's probably grateful for the free PR. Let me ask you, I noticed on Twitter today, you went after Senator Burr, who's a Republican from North Carolina. Governor, what did the good senator do to get you so riled up?
Well, he wants to relitigate Donald Trump Jr.'s testimony. He's already been before enough committees to be almost 30 hours of testimony. And he said, look, I'll come. He came. He went voluntarily. He said, is that everything? And they said, yes, that's everything. And now that the Mueller report shows that there was no collusion, zero collusion, nobody got charged with Russian collusion. There was no obstruction of justice. And people say, well, but Mueller didn't say there wasn't. He just said there wasn't enough to charge him with. Well, there's not enough to charge me with the Hindenburg disaster or the Lindbergh baby kidnapping either. So they can say there may be something there, but we can't find it. If Mueller had found it, he would have used it. That much we know because he had a whole bunch of Democrats on his platform. Here's my point. Richard Burr needs to be like Elsa in Frozen, and he needs to let it go.
My 4-year-old knows that song quite well. She got the reference immediately, Governor. But let me ask you from this standpoint, because this is really what bothers me. He's a Republican. What does he stand to gain from doing this?
Well, he's showboating. I mean, this is the same kind of thing we saw from Jeff Flake and Bob Corker and Mitt Romney. They want to be beloved and heralded on the morning joke set each morning on MSNBC. They wanted to be hugged by CNN and by the cocktail crowd in Georgetown. And so in order to do that, if you go out and if you're a Republican who is willing to trash your fellow Republicans, you'll be giving a standing ovation in the nice, polite elite circles. But out here in flyover country, we want our people to stand together and to fight these people that would take us back to high unemployment, high interest rates, where we're bowing down to foreign governments and we're letting China punch us in the teeth. Some of us kind of like the fact that whether people like Donald Trump's style, we definitely appreciate the substance of his presidency and what it's meant. Recognition of Israel, lower taxes, record unemployment for minorities, including women, blacks, Hispanics. I think some of us kind of like that. And standing up to China and other bullies across the world, thank God for that. And now we got Richard Burr, who can't decide what party he wants to be a part of.
I just never realized he was one of those guys. Like, does he have a reputation of being a maverick?
No, he doesn't have much of a reputation at all. I mean, he's been kind of, just more of a utility player, not really.
So this is the way he makes a name for himself.
But I think he and Mark Warner, who's a Democrat, have tried to kind of picture themselves as, you know, the two great moderates that are going to teach the rest of the people how to be adults. Well, if he wants to teach somebody how to be an adult, go talk to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, and some of these guys. And the only way that we deal with them, and look, I'm a nice guy. I think I am anyway.
I love
to compromise. I like to work with people. I worked with people when I had a Democratic legislature that was 90% Democrat. And I got things done. But there's also, Kevin, a time to stand up and fight bullies. And what we've got in Congress right now are a bunch of bullies in the Democratic Party. They're trying to bring this president down. They refuse to accept the results of the 2016 election. And you don't win those people over by coddling them and giving over to them.
That's true.
In it for a fight. They're in it to win. And we have to stand up and say, I'll be nice to you. But when you punch me in the face, you better step back because I'm coming back at you.
Speaking of dirty cops, or so to speak, Mr. Comey, we're going to see, is he going to be indicted?
You know, I don't know how he escapes it if there's justice in this world. And one of the things I've tweeted this morning is that Donald Trump is going to rename Gitmo Comey Island. And he's going to use it to house all the dirty cops, the intel agents, and the co-conspirators who illegally spied on the president. And we're guilty of a conspiracy, a cover-up, an attempted coup. And as I like to say, Katie, bar the door, as in Bill.
I got that. The bar, BARR. Yes. Hey, quickly, you've got a huge show this week. Tell us who all's on.
Well, we've got a few folks I think would be worth watching. Roseanne Barr is going to be with me. That's going to be an interview you do not want to miss. Also, Patrick Moore, the co-founder of Greenpeace, will tell us why he thinks that a lot of the modern environmental nonsense of Casio Cortez is just that, nonsense. And we also have Point of Grace, some of the most wonderful Christian recording artists, as well as a guy that you know from down the hall, Eric Metaxas. So it's going to be a big show.
Yeah, and I'm glad we got Eric in there because I'd never hear the end of it if I didn't say, "Oh, Eric's going to be on Mike's show this week." So we'd make sure we know Mr. Metaxas is there. He's got a new show starting on May the 17th, which we're all excited for him about. He's going to be joining you on the weekends.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to having Kel McCullough come to Nashville and be on my television show. We need to do that soon.
Let's do that, Governor. Absolutely. Thanks again for being with us today. My final thoughts coming right back.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff, because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, a big thank you to each of you for being here and for telling your friends and for committing yourself to pursuing clarity. It's what we do here. Glad to be able to keep you updated on what's been going on with breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. We've got a lot of really interesting things that you can stay in contact with us over the weekend if you want to. If you just can't get enough, I'm hosting the Christian Outlook on behalf of Salem Media. That'll be nationwide on a few hundred radio stations. I think there might be a snippet of mine in the Town Hall Review, which is on another bunch of stations. The podcast that my company now produces, called the 180 Cast with Georgie Borman, you hear Georgie on the show from time to time, tackles a really controversial topic of vaccines and a mom who pulled a 180 on whether or not to get them and how that like threatened her life. You can check that out in the Kevin McCullough podcast universe. We've got that up there. And I want you to make sure that you also check out my Saturday evening television/radio show, seen here locally on 13.3, same stick that our public broadcaster's on. But you can also catch it on my social media, because we have got two of my favorite people joining us. One is Dr. John Eibner of Christian Solidarity International, and there's some amazing stuff going on in Sudan. And then Kelsey Bowler, our own Kelsey Bowler from Wednesdays, is going to be with us for the Ladies Lounge. And we have got a very important thing that I want you to take a look at, a film that she's produced. That's all coming up. It's going to be such a busy weekend. I think I also end up having to take the boys, because I promised them for a couple of weeks, if they could be good, to go see the final Avengers movie, Avengers Endgame. So who knows? Who knows what we'll get? I'm thinking through all the problems of the world, by the way, this week. Problems like Snopes. Did you hear what happened to them today? Snopes, you know, the fact-checking site, Snopes.com, they decided to fact-check a story about whether or not Ilhan Omar really said something about Israel. And the story that they fact-checked was from the Babylon Bee, which is a parody site. Evidently, the people at Snopes don't know how to separate parody from reality. And when I was realizing all of this, plus all of the stuff that James Comey did and all the things we've talked about in the last hour or so, I was thinking to myself, I said, you know what? we need to find a solution for this world. And about that time, my little girl wandered into the to the office, and she just announced for the whole world to hear, "Dad, we could solve all the problems," she meant of the world, "with just one stuffed unicorn, because they're so cute." I kind of feel like that. I feel like between McGahn and Comey and Nunez and all the people argue about it, I think, just come on, please, just give me, for the weekend, please, one stuffed cute unicorn. Change the world.